Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Let's assume this, Lance. Rodgers goes to the Broncos. Now, rank the NFC North, the NFC South, and the AFC South.
What do you mean rank them?
Rank the relative power of each division.
Okay. So NFC South?
No Brady. That's
Carolina, a really,
Saints,
yeah, that's a really tough
Atlanta.
One. That is terrible.
That's terrible. Okay.
I would still say Tampa Bay 1. But I think it's got a chance to be Atlanta too, honestly. Nah, what am I guys gonna? Are we gonna act like New Orleans can't get a? Of course, we don't know what's gonna happen.
Well,
with
what
Mike.
What coach do they have?
Like, and also Mike Thomas. Remember when he used to play football?
I don't remember Mike Thomas.
Sleeping bag, Mitch Fox.
So okay, Simeon's gone. Okay, Taysom Hill or Jameis. That's what you got in that division. That's the best team in the division.
No, Matt Corral.
Oh, well, they don't have him yet, right now.
Yeah, but what if they do?
Okay, well, look at Green Bay. Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Justin Fields, and Kirk Cousins.
Hey, the Bears have a chance. Well, so you'd think that
Eberflus.
Danielle Hunter is going to come back
next
year, too. You've got, obviously, if you can keep, you got to keep your running back healthy over there, but Dalvin Cook, but you just paid him a bunch of money, so you need to start using him. I mean, Minnesota's still going to be Minnesota. They should be fine. Detroit, we'll see if they can make a move up. Chicago, I'm a big fan of Ryan Poles, who's their new general manager. If Justin Fields can show some improvement, if they can tighten up the offensive line, they'll get Tevin Jenkins back from an injury. He was a guy who had a back injury for most of last year. I don't know. I just feel like the Bears are a team that could take over that division sooner rather than later. But are we just going to write Detroit off, that scrappy Detroit team? I'm not really a believer in Jared Goff, so I suppose they have their own issues there. But, God, what a mess. What a mess it would be if Aaron Rodgers leaves. Can Jordan Love take the keys to the car and do something with it, especially if the wide receiver doesn't stay?
If you want to know the truth, the AFC South might be stronger. I don't know if Carson Wentz is going to be. You got Tannehill, you got Wentz, you got Lawrence and Mills, and you know what? That might be the strongest of those three divisions. There is quite possibly literally 12 teams in those three divisions that could use a quarterback. Now Matt Ryan is. I don't want to disrespect Matt Ryan, but what's he done since
I would keep an eye on Matt Ryan. Let me tell you, I would keep an eye on Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
because
traded, right.
Yeah, because Matt Ryan is a guy who, if you're Atlanta, you might find, okay, Deshaun's not on the market right now. Wonder if the Colts have an interest in Matt Ryan. Wonder if the Green Bay Packers have an interest in Matt Ryan.
Could Matt Ryan be next year's Matthew Stafford?
See, I don't think so. I don't think he has that much left in the tank like Matthew Stafford does. Not personally, I don't. And he's not a very – and I don't think he's mobile enough like Matt Stafford is. But it wouldn't shock me if somebody looks at the quarterback class, looks at what they have. Here's the thing. You know who could really use a quarterback like Matt Stafford? I mean, like Matt Ryan, the Saints or the Tampa Bay Bucks or Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, but they ain't doing
well, that. You ain't getting it because you're all in his division.
Mm-hmm.
So – Yeah, it would be
so could
really
the Packers.
Interesting.
The Packers could really use them.
Yeah. Could really use them. So I don't know. Do you stick around and you may just say, wait a minute, we got a chance to win this division now. We're not letting Matt Ryan go. I don't know what's going to happen with Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley looks like potentially a guy who pulled a Mitch Fox sleeping bag also.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more that the whispers are growing into grumbles that Calvin's mental health break was also a break from the Falcons and that now he wants to be traded. Like he's found his love for football again. It's just not with Atlanta. Well, Falcons fans say, this is highly suspicious. Did you use the mental health angle to just basically quit on the team? Because that's what Falcons thinks. Falcons fans think that he did. So if you deal him, you know, we'll see what comes of that. But, yeah, Giants. Would the Giants have an interest in
yes.
Hey, let's swap quarterbacks, you know. We'll give you a young quarterback to see if you can develop him, but let's swap quarterbacks. What about Washington? Would Washington have an interest in doing that? I would have to think so. But I just don't – but Matt Ryan is a Band-Aid, and he's a really expensive Band-Aid too. His contract's very expensive. I think he's – with the highest contract in the league?
Right up there, yeah.
One of the highest,
Yep. Have you seen the Golden Corral fight?
No. No, I saw Minnie Mouse beat up some woman. I saw that today. I didn't see the Golden Corral. Should I just Google Golden Corral
Bensalem, Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my
God. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there?
This is going to be too much for me to take on.
Guess why a gigantic fight broke out at the Bensalem? I don't know how you pronounce it. Bensalem, Pennsylvania, Golden Corral. Well, because
oh no, I just read
they were running low on steaks. Two parties were involved. One family cut in front of another family. They were taking their time. They ran out of steak, and then the family they got. That was cut in front of said, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God. Watch out, lady. What are you doing? Get away from there.
Throwing
chairs.
You're going
to get hit by a chair or a.
Oh, my gosh.
Desk. I mean, tables were being thrown, John.
Gather around. That is awesome. You know what? Golden Corral fights now might be a.
Golden Corral is just another.
Had their day, right?
Now, Popeye fights were violent.
Yeah. Popeye fights had their day. Someday I'd like to see a Luby's fight where really old people just almost.
Didn't Golden Corral feel like just kind of an offshoot of an IHOP? Just like, you know, IHOP's for breakfast.
Golden Corral?
Yeah.
No, an IHOP? No. They're totally different.
Why are they totally different? I know the food's different, I'm saying, but isn't the vibe kind of the same?
No, one's a buffet.
They've got a chocolate.
You remember Ryan's Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Same as Golden Corral.
Golden Corral is, yeah, only a step below. Ryan's was a little classier. They had better bread.
Golden Corral, to me, is the same level as maybe IHOP, but for a different, you know, for a different. Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is, I'm catching the beginning. Oh, my gosh.
That's good stuff.
This is, oh boy.
Yeah.
This is haymakers being delivered with high chairs, tables. This is not how people are supposed to behave.
What are you talking about? That's how people act. That's America.
I am never going to
that's
that
a restaurant.
Golden Corral in Bensalem.
No, I'm done with them. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. We'll get back to a little Rockets basketball on the other side, a little Steph Curry. We started the show with a little Steph Curry. If you missed it last night, you missed a lot of Steph Curry. 40 of them. 40 Steph Currys. What I want to talk about right now is HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. 25. As a matter of fact, I told you I was in a meeting last night, and Mike Holly and the guys over at HRP are being – Mike is a wonderful, wonderful cougar, loves the Cougs. and does all he can for the Cougs. Big Cougar supporter. And if you're a Coug and you've got a business, this is a Coug that built this business since for years now, and he's put together an unbelievable business. And what he does is he customizes. Like we talked about this with the no add-ons. We talk about the customization. It's perfect for your business. It's exactly what they do at HR&P. They're going to look at your business. They're going to break it all down to a deep dive into what your business is all about, and then they're going to come up with how they can make your business better, how they can make your business more efficient, how they can make your business with the payroll be more streamlined, how can they help with you with HR, and they're going to do all of that for a price that you're going to love. Plus, they're going to give you options on all of the other benefits packages, 401ks, and everything else. That's what a payroll company should do. You're looking for that payroll company, an HR company, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, headlines today. Tom Brady retires. That's February 1st is the day Huey Jennings died. That was a long time ago.
But career leader in hit-by-pitch.
Hit-by-pitches, yeah. And the day that Tom Brady retired. So you got that. You've also got the Rockets losing last night to Golden State. Steph Curry at 98-94, about 7 minutes left in the game. Steph Curry just said, watch this, youngster. After Kevin Porter Jr., trash talked him. Kevin Porter Jr. was in Steph Curry's kitchen and was giving him the business. And Steph Curry said, watch this. And Steph Curry just took over the game, poured in 21 in the fourth quarter of his 40 points and just dominated the game. What was a 4-point game turned into a 14-point win for Golden State, and and he is so good, man. He's another. He's a killer. He's a killer. Like, I don't know about Jordan level, but you know, who was it? I think it was somebody said. Oh yeah, who was the Mount Rushmore of killers? Brady, Jordan. Is Steph up there as far as killers go, that killer instinct and put you away?
I've seen quite a bit of it during his career.
I mean, you go ahead, piss him off and see what happens.
I feel like for Rockets, it's a no-brainer, yes. Yeah. He's done so much of it to the Rockets that it's hard for me to look at it from any other lens other than Rockets-colored lenses. And, yeah, he's murdered the Rockets, so it's hard not to say that Steph is that kind of killer. He's been one of the all-time Rocket killers. He kills everybody, but it just seems like he has been filthy against the Rockets. What I love about Steph Curry is his ability to get a shot up at any point from anywhere.
Anywhere.
It's unheard of. I've never seen a player who can squeeze off a shot that quickly at odd angles and have that level of touch and success. It's just mind-boggling what he's able to do.
Yeah, I mean, he is just – it's so quick. We've never seen a quicker shot. I mean, the quickest releases – Dan Marino had the quickest release in football, quarterback. I mean, it was unbelievable. Bam. And Steph Curry shooting. I mean, there's nobody to compare – that name somebody that's even close to Steph Curry as far as a quick release like that.
I mean, Dell had one, his dad, which is where he probably learned a lot of that from. But, I mean, that level of release, and Klay Thompson
Dell's
gets it off quickly.
Dad? You mean releasing his brother to?
No, Dell Curry, Steph's dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Not Dell's dad. Dell, I'm going to release your brother back to Nigeria. No, That's not that release.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No.
Oh.
No. No. Steph, his dad, Del Curry, formerly the husband of Monica Curry? No. What is her name? Steph's mom.
Starts with an S, doesn't it?
Sonya. Sonya.
Sonya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris
See,
says,
it always comes back to Sonya Curry at some point.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And it should, as well it should.
Yeah.
She's a killer, too. Chris Vaughn says Bob Gibson was a killer. You know, Bob Gibson was a killer. Holy crap, dude.
Bob, he was an intimidator, so was Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah, but Bob Gibson won championships. You know, Bob Gibson just took carried. He'd start three games in the World Series and just go 27 innings and give up two runs. Bob Gibson was a poof.
Here's Childish Altuve says, updated Mount Rushmore of killers. Brady, Jordan, Springer. Is that George?
George Springer.
And Burrow.
And Joe Burrow.
Joe, it's a little early. He doesn't have a Super Bowl yet. And he's 2 years in. He's got to do a little bit more.
He had Easterby on his last one.
Yeah, that's just not right.
Easterby is
Jack
not
Easterby
a, well,
on
he's,
your...
a, he's a killer. Hey, are you? Did you see what happened at Texas Tech last night?
Was there a fight?
No.
Were people throwing
the bus
tables?
The bus shows up to drop off the University of Texas team, and Chris Beard, who's on in the front seat, and the students wouldn't let him enter. And then the cops had to come and had escort him into the building so that they could practice the night before the game. I mean, it was pretty ugly out there. I'm telling you, the bus had to back out. They couldn't. The students wouldn't let him pass. Everybody's flipping them off and going after the bus. They play tonight. They play tonight. It'll be interesting to see how well Chris Beard is not.
What's the number?
Is not below.
Well, listen, Chris Beard basically left. He better dealed you.
He better dealed
you. This guy went to a national championship with you.
Yeah.
And he better dealed you for Texas, who you probably already have a little bit of a, you know.
Oh, you think? Texas Tech has a little bit of a, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got a red ass for Texas Tech.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, you might have a little bit of a,
I mean,
you know, a little bit of a, like, do you have any kind of an inferiority type of thing?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Tech has been the better basketball program.
I'm not going after Cody again. I'm sorry. I did that. I apologized already, Cody.
Right. I didn't think you were. I didn't think you were.
So what do you think the line is for this game?
Tech, 5.5.
4.5.
Okay.
4.5. Yeah.
Oh, they won it, but you know Chris Beard's going to want it too. And then you riled up the long. So how do we look at this? The home court is going to be crazy. The fans are going to be riled up, but the long, you probably pissed the team off, and the team probably said, all right, you know, you're going to get their best effort. You're going to get the Longhorns' best effort. You're going to get Chris Beard's effort. Guys, I don't have to tell you what happened yesterday is a sign of how the fans here want this game. Do the fans want it more, though, than the players? Because here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a bunch of dogs out here who are willing to do what it takes to get on the floor after every loose ball. If we control the boards, if we control the turnover battle, if we out-hustle them for 40 straight minutes, there's not a fan alive who's going to leave this stadium happy. Who's with me? I want to see a bunch of sad fans leaving this. I want their tears. Give me their tears. That's how I envision, you know, the conversation going. So maybe Texas gets really hyped because of this. Maybe the players are going to be at a different level because they're hyped up because of the fans, you know, doing that. Like if the fans hadn't done it and you walk in the stadium like, oh, my God, these people are rabid. Because, you know, I'll tell you a football scheduling that better never happen. USC goes to Oklahoma. Because if you thought Chris Beard going back to Texas Tech was bad, oh, my gosh, they lost another five-star wide receiver from the 2023 class yesterday, John. They had another decommitment. Ooh. Their fans and the money people, I can't imagine how badly they hate Lincoln Riley.
I talked to one of their assistant coaches, though. He said, you know what? We're good. We're good. We're better off. We've got – I mean, Venables came in there with a plan – He came. He He said it's a bigger program already under Venables with how much he demanded that they do, how many more people, how much the facilities have got to be upgraded, how they've got somebody that's going to upgrade the entire program. They got somebody in charge of the whole program. He said it might not be right away, but we are in a much better place than we were.
Did you see the good news for Texas? Finally, they get somebody who's going to help them out, you know, from a financial standpoint.
Oh, I know.
Texas, who is in huge, huge financial crisis. Nobody there has any money at all. Texas Athletics has landed a new sponsorship deal from Love, Tito's, the philanthropic arm of Austin-based Tito's Vodka. Because, you know, philanthropy is their thing. And they thought, you know who could use a $20 million gift to assist with the construction of new practice facilities for men's and women's basketball, rowing, and football? University of Texas. Because they have run out of money. The people who are Longhorns have run out of money.
It's been a rough month
in the stock market, John.
The people who are giving each lineman $50,000, the people who are paying Quinn Ewers $3.5 million,
why do you think they're out of money, John? Yeah, exactly.
The people who just put a giant uterus in their end zone, those people?
I don't know about all that, but yes, the fact that they spent all that money, all gone. Offensive lineman pay, you wanted NIL, and now Texas can't even afford to get their stadiums fixed. So now alcohol has to step up. And who always steps up for you? When you need help, who is it who always steps up for you? It's alcohol, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's always there doing its part. I mean,
I don't think that's a good move by Tito's, if you want to know the truth. At Texas Tech, they might go, you know what? Screw Tito's. At Texas A&M, screw Tito's. You know what? It's like saying I love Joe Rogan or I love Neil Young. You know what? Screw you.
Listen. If you are that person right now, if you're an Aggie, if you are Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, if you are tired, sick and tired of this, and you're pissed at Tito's, come on over to Maestro Dobel. Okay,
what?
We've got world class tequila, and we're not afraid to share the love.
I don't think you have a spot here, but okay.
Love Maestro Dobel. How about that? How about we're doing that too? Well, you're getting a little tired of the sassy little Tito's giving their money to Texas, you know, because Texas is poor now because they have NIL problems. Apparently, they need money. They need financial help, which is something I didn't think we'd see in our lifetime, John.
Where do you drink your Maestro Dobel?
Is this a spot?
On your patio?
Yes, okay. Well, now that's a good job, John. You finally had a segue that made sense. Yes, I have had it on my patio. I've also, Tyler, I'm going to bring you in right now because on Fridays when I'm up there, I will. I actually asked Tyler, John. I said, Tyler, do you want to have some of this añejo? The Maestro Dobel añejo is phenomenal. He opens up the right hand drawer of your desk, and there's a snifter. You just busted the snifter right out, and did we enjoy some smooth, delicious añejo from Maestro
Dobel? You got to stay fancy, Lance. Of course, yeah. Yes. That was amazing añejo. Smelled like a bourbon, tasted like a tequila. It was legit.
Yeah, it is. Different flavors, aromas, finishes, profiles for all the varietals, whether it's silver, smoked silver, añejo, reposado, they've got you covered. They even have, if you're really fancy, they've got an incredible añejo extra that is a Cristalino, has been charcoal filtered. That thing is off the charts. It goes for, I want to say, $120 a bottle, and it is baller. You might want to check that one out. So, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not doing a Maestro Dobel spot. I literally just started doing a Maestro Dobel spot. Listen, you can enjoy that on your Texas Custom Patios as well. I'll do this for you. Stephen Schell, owner of Texas Custom Patios, I'll bring you some tequila, and you can enjoy that because all I know is that he's made a patio that I can use for myself and keep my kids out, or I can have my kids go outside and I separate, or sometimes we're all out there together eating pizza or burgers and grilling and having a great time on the patio. Patio truly is going to turn your house into a home. Whether you have tequila or not, I think you're going to really enjoy your Texas Custom Patios patio because it updates your home, it adds value to it, and it just adds to your improvement, you know, in terms of your quality of life. So make sure that you go to tcplance.com and see the before and after shots of what they did for my patio, and you'll see exactly what they can do for you. tcplance.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
the godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, this is our last segment before News of the Weird. Although there is a weird story that I don't know that it... Did you see what the World Meteorological Organization announced on Monday?
It doesn't sound good.
The World Meteorological Organization announced on Monday that on April 29, 2020, a sprawling mass of strong to severe thunderstorms produced a 477.2-mile-long lightning strike.
I saw this horrible
over the
news.
Southern United States. It stretched from near Houston to southeast Mississippi, a distance equivalent to that between Columbus, Ohio, and New York City. 477-mile a lightning strike from Houston. It started at your house. How's that?
I've been trying to tell people that lightning was upgrading and leveling up. I've been telling y'all that for years, and you just sit there and like, oh, Frank Benzie said we were going to have 50 inches of water, and we did. And what's going to happen? We just had a massive freeze. Yeah, massive freeze sucked. The flood was the worst. No. Now the next thing up, giant lightning bolt. It's going to smash the whole city.
Yep.
When are they going to make that? We already know meteors.
17 seconds long.
Did you ever see Don't Look Up with Leo DiCaprio?
I haven't seen it. Is it? Everybody said don't watch it.
Nah, it's. I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
Is it?
And it's an allegory towards climate change. But I mean, really, if you take it toward, when I was watching that, I didn't really look at it that way. But regardless, I don't care either way. I thought it was pretty good. But it's very frustrating because they're trying to tell you this. I thought it was almost what I found interesting. It was kind of a commentary on how stupid society is right now, where you still had people more worried about their social media accounts and dumb topics on news stations and entertainment shows, as opposed to like when a guy comes and tells you this meteor is going to crush us. Like we're headed for a fatality. It's a fatal event that's coming up, and we have maybe one outside shot at doing anything with it. And I think it's pretty good, but, we've seen meteor stuff on movies, right? We've seen tsunamis, meteors. We've seen these horrific, events captured in movies, you know, as the end of civilization or extinction level events or wiping out entire countries, whatever the case may be. How come we've seen tornadoes, like Twister? We've seen earthquake shows. No one has made a movie called Lightning. Like no one has decided to harness the power
Mega Flash.
Of light. Yeah, exactly.
Mega Flash.
Why has no one come up with a movie about lightning? Maybe this 422-mile whatever.
Would you watch it?
Lightning bolt. No, of course. Well, yeah, I would. I actually like those kind of movies.
Oh no.
Twister and like, you know, it's cartoonish how outrageous, but the CGI is so good that I would consider the giant tidal wave that was going to wash over Marky Mark and drown him in the Funky Bunch at one time. If there was a movie, maybe this 400-mile lightning bolt is something that, you know, oh my God, our projections are showing that a megabolt is possible, scanning the entire southeastern perimeter from stretching from Texas all the way to Florida. There's no way. We've only theorized about a megabolt. Yeah, well, that theory's going to be put to the test because when I run my algorithms and numbers, it looks like a megabolt could potentially hit the entire southeast, you know, at some point within the next 2 weeks. And maybe there's a movie called Megabolt, and it's about some mega, you know, lightning storm or a single lightning event that could wipe out maybe not an entire state, but just, you know, a very distinct path, track. Hopefully it's more I-10 than 59, That'd be better for me personally.
Yeah, you don't want it down 59. I-10.
I don't want it down 59. No, I-10 is, although 59, I guess you can't go east of Louisiana anymore if it strikes down I-10.
Yeah. Don't look. You're the one that first said don't look up is kind of just weird or something. You didn't get it or whatever.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah. I never said that. I was out with the flu when I watched it.
Oh. Do you know what the cost of a Super Bowl 32nd spot is this year?
I'm going to guess $150,000.
More.
Well, it was $1 million a long time ago, so I'm going to guess $2.5 million.
Well, it was $1 million. It was $1.15 million in 1995.
Wait, it was?
Yeah.
I thought we were at 610 when it hit $1 million. So I guess it was, so I don't know, $3.5 million?
It's more.
Five?
More.
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Seven?
$6 million. It was, so it got to $1 million in 90. It started $42,500 in 1967,
which
adjusted for inflation is in today's dollars would be $360,000. How about that? $42,000 would be $360,000 today. Wow, talk about inflation. Yeah, let's keep pouring more money. Let's keep printing more money. 1995, $1.15 million. Last year it was $5.5 million. This year, $6 million. It went, well, 2010 to 2015 jumped up for $2.95 million to $4.25 million. It's actually, it's going at about a half a million a year, jumping up. But it is stupid. How much the winner of the Super Bowl, the winning teams, what's their split? What is their... how much are they going? Is each player going to get paid?
$100?
$150. Relatively speaking, for these guys, like
win
quarterbacks,
lose, get the same.
Quarterbacks in a 17 game season are actually making $2 million a game. You go through the entire postseason in the NFL and you win the Super Bowl and you get $150,000. That's relatively speaking, it's not much.
Wait. Aren't you – you're not counting the other games.
What are you talking – well,
adding up all the playoff run?
All the playoff run.
It's 150, it's the whole thing, the whole for your thing. Whole playoff run?
Yeah,
I thought that was for the Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl – no, that's your playoff share. That's it.
Not for just the Super Bowl?
No. Division winner playing in wild card gets 42.5 if they played in the wild card and lost. Non-division winner in wild card or first round bye gets 37.5. Division playoff game gets 42.5. Conference championship game, 65,000. So the Chiefs each got 65,000. The Chiefs and the 49ers each got 65,000. The Super Bowl winner gets 150. The loser gets 75,000. That's all you get for the whole run. That's for the whole run.
Well, that's still not that bad.
No.
When you look at what the NFL minimum salary is.
What's good is it's good for the equipment guys. It's good for the scouts. It's good for listen, those guys, the players, they make a ton of money. This is basically for their legacy is the playoff run. Right? And you know, maybe future money. You play well in the postseason and you're going to get paid more.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't think that's the next thing. I'm going to sit out of the playoffs.
Well, guess what? Guess what you'll never do again?
I might get hurt.
Play in the NFL.
I know. So the rookie minimum is 600, or the league minimum range is anywhere from 660,000 for rookies and all the way up to 1.075 million for NFL season for a veteran. Depending on seniority, it says. I don't really care what they make in the postseason. I care more about for the coaches and the scouts. The scouts are famously underpaid. Scouts make probably way less than most people think. I think people have an idea of what scouts. A lot of scouts will make 30,000, 40,000. They're on the road most of the whole time. It's a grinder job for them. You know, trying to move up to a position. Hopefully, one day to
in the front office,
personnel director or a GM. But there's a lot of scouts who come in. I think Daniel Jeremiah told me he made 16.5 when he first came into the league. You won't really it's not a high paying job. Most scouting jobs aren't. So when they get their playoff shares, and hopefully you're at a, you know, at a team that gives you playoff shares. I think most are. That's a big deal for them to move on from one to the next. It's a really big deal for anybody that's on the lower end of the totem pole who gets extra money. It's, you know, people appreciate that opportunity. So good for them. I don't think that the extra money is really made for the players necessarily. It's really more for the front office and the rookies. And I bet you a rookie would love to catch $100,000.
Hell yeah. Extra.
Remember, you don't get checks after the season ends.
No, that's all you get is this. That's
it. This is something that maybe some of you still don't know this. You know how you get paid in the NFL, John?
During the season.
You tell people, only in the season.
Right.
You get paid for those, whatever, 17 weeks, 17 plus, 18 weeks. You know, you get paid your game checks, and then you don't get paid again. Right now, members of the Houston Texans have caught their last paycheck until Now, maybe signing bonuses, maybe there's other stuff that comes in, but your paycheck, you ain't getting one again for several months. I don't know about you, John, but man, would that be tough to – exactly. I immediately have to get something taken care of where I'm only given money every month.
Yeah, no question. All right, when we come back, news of the weird comes your way. Should – if you are already dead, should you not be executed by the state? That's a question.
Wow.
That is a question. Guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine gift for your special someone? Give her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all, with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. So soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234, 41234. Again, text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is right at the day after the Super Bowl. So you got to get this done. And tell them John Granato sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So there is a guy, Gary, what's his name? I can't get to the story because it's blocked. But he was apparently sentenced to be killed before the state was able to kill him. He died. But the state still feels like Gary Lee Sampson, that his death sentence should be vacated after his recent death. Do you feel like Gary Lee Sampson should have his death sentence vacated because he's dead?
I don't know how that works. I think that's a legal...
It is a legal thing, and actually
I think...
It has
to do with collection of money, maybe?
Because who was it that killed himself in prison... So that if you get executed, apparently you can't, insurance wise, you can't, the family can't collect.
Yeah, so something to have to do with that. Yeah, I know that there is some financial wrangling, I think, that is going on there.
You don't have a twin brother, do you?
No.
Okay. Mike doesn't look that much like you.
No, we're not twins.
A Chicago man has a twin brother. A Chicago man spent 20 years in prison for murder. But he's been released now because his twin brother finally confessed to the crime. Do you think that Thanksgiving is going to be a happy, happy occasion?
Well, no, because he's not going to be there either.
No, right. But do you think how every day while your brother is doing your time, It's got to be tough to wake up every morning thinking, I feel good, I feel good about my day.
I would think, but he was able to pull it off for quite a while.
Of course, he did commit murder, so I don't know how bad he's going to feel about, you know, whatever.
He may not.
Good news for women in Iran. Some women are allowed into the stadium now as Iran secures a World Cup spot. So.
Hey.
Shout out to somewhere.
Trip to the stadium. Now, upper deckers. You're not getting the good seats. There'll be nosebleed seats, probably.
2,000 tickets have been allocated to women. Five times as many men, apparently. But, you know,
five times as many to the men. Yeah.
It's a start. A former banking CEO says $280,000 spent at strip clubs is a business expense. Do you think strip clubs, $280,000 in strip clubs, is a business expense?
What's his business?
He's a Swiss banking CEO.
I say yes. Yeah. You know what they deal with over the Swiss banking stuff? There's been a lot of, you know, shaky money that changes hands with some questionable people. Yeah. No, I actually, in this particular instance, I'm going to side with the Swiss banks this time.
He said he spent $760 on dinner with a woman that he met on Tinder because he was thinking of hiring her for a real estate job. Hey, do you think that
might
be?
Shout out the real estate business.
What? Mm-hmm.
Sounds you met like, on Tinder and spent how much?
$760 on dinner.
Yikes.
Yeah. A Swedish firm has deployed crows to pick up cigarette butts. Did you know crows were that smart?
It's officially I'm moving to Sweden.
You think that
if you're going to roll crows out to go pick up, to clean up the ground, and you're going to let, you know, your bankers fire off how much $700 dinners with Tinder dates? I mean, I feel like I can get away with more there.
Yeah. So you have a dog, right?
Yep, I have two.
You have two dogs?
Yep.
How much do you think they're worth?
Splits is probably worth close to $1.5 million based on my personal, you know, feelings for him. Penny, not so much.
Well, apparently a handsome German shepherd named Gunther the Sixth owns a Miami mansion and boasts a net worth of $500 million.
I feel like somebody's hiding money. I feel like somebody's stashing money.
And he's asking for $32 million from Madonna's former estate. Do you want to give that dog $42 million for $32 million from Madonna's estate?
Hold on a second. He says he bought Madonna's place and the dog's going to flip it.
Flip.
You know what? Has Tito's thought of giving that dog some cash too to help him out?
Who has more?
University of Texas or Gunther the German Shepherd?
University of Texas has way more than $500 million.
More than Gunther?
More than Gunther, yes. Okay. University of Texas has more than Gunther.
I'd like to know how Gunther came about his money because I feel like a German man is just trying to like build a tax shelter.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works with the dog having a $500 million, but hey, I wish my
Fritz,
don't you where, wish your
where
dog?
Is your where is your taxes? I don't have taxes. I am a poor man. My German Shepherd, on the other hand, has $500 million, but this is not my money. It's Gunther's. He worked very hard for it. How do you tax a dog? You can't. There's not in the tax law.
Sent him to jail.
You can send him to the jail. You cannot seize his assets, though.
No. Tesla.
Because it's in a Swiss bank.
Tesla is now monitoring how often you adjust your seat position and is going to disable controls for chronic abusers. Do you think you want Tesla keeping track of how often you adjust your seat?
What is a chronic abuser of seat adjustments?
I don't know.
You chronically abuse it? Is that like when you, I had something pretty good. Well, I had something pretty good, but I'm just going to let it slide because I'm here in Mobile, Alabama, and I don't know if it's against the law to say these things.
You're not far from Georgia. Apparently, a Georgia student's gay is okay artwork was removed from the classroom while the Nazi flag stayed.
That's a bold choice, Georgia.
It's another example.
It's a bold choice, Georgia. I got a funny feeling that's going to pop up on some news stories.
It just did. We're done. Charlie is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
All right, Dan.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.